Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
The IRS drops facial recognition verification after uproar. Privacy advocates and lawmakers from both major parties objected to the agency's use of a third-party system to confirm taxpayers' identities. By John Brodkin, Ars Technica. The Internal Revenue Service is dropping a controversial facial recognition system that requires people to upload video selfies when creating new IRS online accounts. The IRS announced it will transform away from using a third-party service for facial recognition to help authenticate people creating new online accounts, the agency said on Monday. The transition will occur over the coming weeks in order to prevent larger disruptions to taxpayers during filing season. During the transition, the IRS will quickly develop and bring online an additional authentication process that does not involve facial recognition. The IRS has been using the third-party system ID.me for facial recognition of taxpayers. Privacy and civil rights advocates and lawmakers from both major parties have objected to the system. The IRS wasn't demanding ID.me verification for filing tax returns, but was requiring it for accessing related services such as account information, applying for payment plans online, requesting transcripts, and the Child Tax Credit Update Portal. The ID.me system is using Amazon's controversial recognition technology, and it verified 20.9 million users' selfies by January 25th, Bloomberg wrote. The Treasury Department last year signed a two-year, $86 million contract with a vendor to deploy and maintain ID.me software. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, chair of the Senate Finance Committee, was among those who called on the IRS to scrap the system. The Treasury Department has made the smart decision to direct the IRS to transition away from using the controversial ID.me verification service, as I requested earlier today, Wyden said after Monday's announcement. I understand the transition process may take time, but I appreciate that the administration recognizes that privacy and security are not mutually exclusive, and no one should be forced to submit to facial recognition to access critical government services. The IRS process involves uploading a photo of an ID, such as a license or passport, along with a video selfie, which are compared against each other to verify the user's identity. ID.me explains that if the process fails, you will be routed to verify your identity over a video call with an ID.me trusted referee. You will need to show your identity documents to an ID.me trusted referee along with a selfie, a photo of yourself, to complete your identity verification. ID.me verification was already required for people creating new IRS accounts. There was a phase-in approach for people who had previously created IRS online accounts. The IRS said in November that those people can use their credentials until summer 2022 and will be prompted to create an ID.me account as soon as possible. A group of 15 Republican senators last week wrote a letter to IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig saying the IRS has unilaterally decided to allow an outside contractor to stand as the gatekeeper between citizens and necessary government services. The senators objected to intrusive verification measures and the fact that ID.me is not subject to the same oversight rules as a government agency. Another letter urging the IRS to abandon the facial recognition technology was sent Monday by four Democratic House members. Americans will be forced to put sensitive data into a biometric database, which is a prime target for cyber attacks, they wrote. The Democrats illustrated the risk by pointing to a 2019 cyber attack on a U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, subcontractor that exposed the face images and license plates of thousands of U.S. travelers. The subcontractor cyber attack and ensuing fallout were significant, but the cybersecurity risk with the IRS's plan is far greater. Millions of Americans use the IRS website annually for a variety of vital functions, and as a result, each of them will be forced to trust a private contractor with some of their most sensitive data. The Democratic lawmakers also expressed concerns about racial bias in facial recognition systems and called out a lack of transparency in what technology is used by ID.me. "We are also concerned about the lack of transparency in both the IRS's contract with ID.me and ID.me itself," the company had repeatedly stated, including in a press release just weeks ago, that ID.me does not use one-to-many face recognition, which compares a facial image to a mass database of other facial images and is more privacy-invasive and prone to error. Yet, in the same month, ID.me's CEO then publicly stated that his company does, in fact, use one-to-many face recognition technology. Furthermore, the IRS's privacy impact assessment neglects to mention ID.me is even using this technology on Americans. Given these issues, it is simply wrong to compel millions of Americans to place trust in this new protocol. Rettig yesterday said, "The IRS takes taxpayer privacy and security seriously, and we understand the concerns that have been raised. Everyone should feel comfortable with how their personal information is secured, and we are quickly pursuing short-term options that do not involve facial recognition." The IRS said the change announced Monday does not interfere with the taxpayer's ability to file their return or pay taxes owed. During this period, the IRS will continue to accept tax filings, and it has no other impact on the current tax season. People should continue to file their taxes as they normally would. Even as the IRS moved ahead with ID.me, the U.S. General Services Administration told the Washington Post that it is committed to not deploying facial recognition or any other emerging technology for use with government benefits and services until rigorous review has given us confidence that we can do so equitably and without causing harm to vulnerable populations.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.